Hello, Luke.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Oh, hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for calling back in. I was actually just about to call you in about 15, 20 minutes, but I'm glad you called back. Sure. So did you have any questions at this point?
No, I think we covered it all.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think we'll just pick up where we left off.
Right. Yeah. I've got all the information that I need to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And then the other thing that I'll do is I'll read the voice verification. Like I said, it's required of us as Google Premier partners. It actually gets recorded through the computer. Of course, it goes over the service agreement being month-to-month, no contract. We're including a website. We've reduced the cost of the subscription as well as the one-time setup fee. You can stop me at any time. Although it's recorded, you can stop me if you've got a question. I am, like I said, required to read it all before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call with our technician. So give me just a second here then, Mr. Skinner, to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification loop. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Phoenix Home Painting.
Phoenix Home Painting, we're going to lose the LLC and the branding of the business at this point?
Let's do LLC, yes.
Okay, we'll leave the LLC on there. And then if or when you're ready to change it to Phoenix Painting Pros, just let me know. But for now anyway, we've got that as Phoenix Home Painting LLC. And then, Mr. Skinner, it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Luke Skinner, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, Luke, as the owner and operator, Phoenix Home Painting LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Luke, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, Mr. Skinner, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is, in fact, to make sure that the people who need your services are able to call you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, even coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Skinner, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. It also says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we will make sure that your business information is always accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Luke, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
It is.
Okay, perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And as I mentioned before, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, again, reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee with it being a month-to-month service, website included. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 3rd of October, in the very discounted total amount of just $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month moving forward at a further reduced rate of exactly $199. That $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. And in this case, Mr. Skinner, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, as it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, of course, that means you may discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Luke, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Skinner, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Luke, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. And then that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Luke, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
A Visa debit card.
Visa debit, and it is your name, the business name, or both
it
on
is.
That card? It is your name.
It's just my name.
Any middle initial?
No.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. 4482.
Okay.
3301.
Yes, sir.
0568.
Okay.
1423.
And then the expiration month and year?
825.
08 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
576.
You said 576, 576 on the back, and I've got August or 08 of 2025 for the expiration. Was the card itself 4482-3301-0568? 1423.
That's correct.
Okay. And is the billing address of that card, the home address, the 1010 bill of
It's
distance?
Not. It's
okay.
It's 48 Grant Street.
48 Grant?
Yes.
Is that Street?
Street, yes.
Is that still St. Augustine? And is it still 32084?
It is.
Okay, perfect. So in the next minute or so here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'll just wait for it. Oh, I think I see it
sure.
Right here.
Yeah. Well, you'll get the entire email in about a minute through our automated
okay, no,
system.
Yeah, that's not it.
You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Both the phone number and the email will be on that confirmation email that you should get through our automated system in just a minute here. And then you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you're going to receive that link also by direct text message, and you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I don't believe you'll get it in a second or two, as my system is asking me to re-input a little bit of information here. So I just fix that. And then I'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Like I said, kind of just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. So let me just get that sent out real quick here. And I'm going to get you a confirmation number if you want it.
Great.
And then it looks like we are booked out for the rest of the day for that client interview, so we'll be looking at tomorrow.
Okay. Can we schedule that for after 5? So that
after 5 tomorrow, yeah. There is one at 5. It would be after 5, though. We schedule by the hour. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. There's also a 6 o'clock, if that works better for you. But in if it's 5 or 6, it would get you maybe 10, 15 minutes after the top of the hour, take about 25, 30 minutes after that, 1 hour window for about a half hour phone call. Would the 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock hour
be? Yeah, if we could do 5 or so, it would be great.
5, okay, yeah, like I said, it'll be not right at 5, but a few minutes after. In this case, it'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. At 4 o'clock, our automated system will send you an automated reminder that the call itself is scheduled for that 5 o'clock hour. And then I'm also going to send you right now a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Did our automated system send out either the text message?
It did. I just got it.
It did. Okay. Yep. So the text, if it's the right one, and you might also receive a welcome text as well, but the text, if we're talking about the one that I'm hoping you're looking at, it's the Local Splash Terms of Experience. The email goes to, the invoice at the bottom and the link to that, please click here. But if you're looking at the same one that I'm hoping you're looking at on the left-hand side, it says the services, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Of course, we're going to optimize your business on Google. We'll also optimize your business on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, just go ahead and type in or copy and paste your first and last name. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. Case sensitive, appropriate spacing, so just the space in between first and last. Once you've got Luke Skinner in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Skinner, that does a few things, actually. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both the cost of the subscription as well as the service itself and the setup fee and the website being included. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area. It also will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process, but it looks like you've already successfully submitted that. If it is asking you for a username and a password, you can stop there. The reason that it's asking you for that, it's coming from our automated system. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to track your account, your success. The automated system thinks both that you're trying to access your tracking system right now and that your tracking system is active, neither of which is the case. We do have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or two after that client interview, you'll receive by email and text both the username and a default password that you can use to access your account. You can change the default password once you're able to log in if you like. We know that a lot of people never do change it. I can give you already the username, but again, there's not even the password generated just yet. If you put in a password at this point, I think it would in fact give you an error message. But the username, okay. It cannot be changed. It is, however, very easy for you to remember. It is simply the 904-955-2080 phone number. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number itself. Now, in any correspondence to the support email, and it is just support@localsplash.com, you should receive that email as well. Please include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same thing, and then we can easily forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to the support@localsplash.com email, and we'll get it out to the right department. That's the catch-all for everything related to the account. When they do the client interview tomorrow, they will also give you photos at localsplash.com. If you prefer, you can email the photos team directly. Other than that, you are all set and squared away for that follow-up call in that 5 o'clock hour tomorrow. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going, getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Hey, you're awesome, man. Thank you. And just to reiterate what you told me earlier, this actually puts me at the front of the list of a Google search, correct?
You'll be on a Google search for the keywords and search phrases related to your services. So whether it's, you know, the painting or the deck ceiling or, you know, we'll get into depth with that client interview with all the different services you want to be found for. You will show up in that local map and get those phone calls. And like I said, it's the flat rate no matter how many calls you get. So I know, as you mentioned earlier, as many business owners do, that the Angie leads is kind of hit or miss. If this allows you, and I think it will, to scale back on those leads and keep them paused more often, yes. I think that's good for you. But it makes me feel good pretty as well, because, you know, I've talked to a lot of business owners. Many have admitted to spending way too much money on leads that didn't pan out for them. So I'm hoping to get your phone ringing pretty quickly here and then allow you to scale back or even stop using that service altogether.
That's my goal, too. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Paul. You've been great.
Oh, thank you. Real pleasure speaking with you. You enjoy the rest of the night. Thank you.
All right. You take it easy.
Take care, Luke. Bye-bye now.